At least 6 people were killed today as Indian and Pakistani forces continued to exchange fire across the line of control in the disputed region of Kashmir. Kashmir is India's only Muslim-majority state, and Muslim separatists have been fighting to break off from the country. Today's shelling added to fears of war. Both countries have nuclear arms. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee has set contradictory signals on whether war is imminent.
Prime Minister Vajpayee today met with his armed forces chiefs and key cabinet ministers in Srinagar to examine India's options in dealing with recent attacks it blames on Pakistan-backed militants. Yesterday, in a speech to soldiers near the front lines, Vajpayee was talking tough, taking a hard line against neighboring Pakistan and warning of war. Today, in a written statement, the Indian Prime Minister was taking a similar line. India is preparing for a decisive victory against the enemy, the statement read. We will not let Pakistan carry on its proxy war against India any longer. At a news conference later in the day, Vajpayee said that Pakistan's president, General Pervez Musharraf, has to make good on his January pledge to stop what India calls cross-border terrorism.
Promises were made, but they were not implemented. Words must be matched by deeds. That has not happened.
But when asked if war clouds were gathering, Vajpayee adopted a more conciliatory tone. He said the sky appeared clear and that he was confident that the lightning would not strike. Vajpayee may have ratcheted back on the rhetoric a bit for now, but few here doubt India's resolve in moving against Pakistan, or at least against the militant training camps there, should Pakistan fail to stop the flow of militants across the border. Nearly 1 million Indian and Pakistani troops are deployed on the frontier, mobilized months ago after the attack on the Indian Parliament on December 13th. Then, last week, came the attack on an Indian army camp in Kashmir that left more than 30 dead, including many women and children, an attack which led to the current tension. The international community is pressuring India to exercise restraint. At the same time, the U.S., Britain, and the European Union are pressuring Pakistan to respond favorably to India's demand. EU Foreign Affairs Commissioner Chris Patten speaking in Islamabad.
There is, unfortunately, a good deal of evidence that jihadi, that extremist militant groups, are in some cases based here in Pakistan. So it's terribly important that Pakistan takes action.
Pakistan's President General Musharraf appeared to take a step in that direction last night. He issued a statement saying that Pakistan would not allow any form of terrorism to be launched in the name of Kashmir from territory Pakistan controls. The statement goes farther than Musharraf's pledge in January and says Najam Sethi, editor of the Friday Times in Lahore, is a significant development.
The message is quite clear, and I've been able to confirm this from my other sources in the jihad movements, that the camps are to be dismantled, albeit in a slow and a peaceful manner, and that the government will not allow any cross-border infiltration.
If true, India's central demand would then be met. India, however, says it will wait for results. In the meantime, both sides continue to prepare for war. The Friday Times' Najam Sethi says Pakistani officials he's spoken with put the odds of war at roughly even.
They think the chances of war are 50-50. They know it's a grim situation. But at the same time, they think that they can hold their own in a short conflict.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw will travel to the region in a few days. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is expected in June. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.